All right, we're back here live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio with Fermata. Max Inc. Radio live in the Devil's Lair is presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. They have locations in Sun Prairie, Madison, Monona. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Find more at salvatorestomatopies.com. I'm Rocker here with Lisa, Cody, Eli, and Tillman. They are Fermata. They're playing tomorrow night at the Burr Oak. Now, Fermata, where can our listeners find out more about your band online?
We're all pointing at each other.
Yeah, like who's going
to answer that? I was like, oh, no, are they not on?
Yeah,
yeah.
We left.
We're in all the different places.
We're going, three out of the four of us are at Salvatore's right now.
the tomato pie sounded so good. Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram, of course. We're on Spotify. You can also find us on Amazon and iTunes, I believe. The album right now is available for purchase on Bandcamp. So if you go to Bandcamp and search for Mata, you'll find the newest album. On Spotify, we only have our most recent singles up. So if you want to hear all of the material, you're going to have to check us out on Bandcamp. And we also have a website. Yeah.
And now we can't give the drummer some tonight because there is no drummer. So the next closest thing is the bass player. And this guy is upright. Who is Cody Davis, and what hip-hop band of yours opened for Coolio?
That's true. I guess I was thinking about this. I've probably been the most musically promiscuous of the members of this band.
Ooh.
I have definitely, yeah, it's true. I've played with a lot of different groups, a lot of different acts, a lot of different genres. For a while, I was playing with a hip-hop group, and we were doing really well for ourselves, and we got booked opening for Coolio. And that was a great experience. It was a lot of fun. Got to meet Coolio and drink champagne after the show. And it was a lot of fun.
The bubbly green room.
Yep, exactly. Yep, just passing bottles of champagne around. It was a lot of fun.
Well, let's get back to some live music performed for us right here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio by Fermata. This next song is called Only for the Young. Is this song about loud music? Because my ears are already ringing.
No, this is just about, you know... As you get older, you kind of think to yourself, do these good things happen only to your past self, only to the younger folks in your life? And I guess that's just kind of the general feel. And even though the song is it's simultaneously upbeat but also forlorn, I hope it gets across that no, dreams don't only come for the young.
Youth is wasted on the young. You're listening to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh,
Yeah, that's Fermata, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. I'm Rocker, here with Lisa, Cody, Eli, and Tillman. Tell us about the Patreon page. I call it Patreon, not Patreon. The Patreon page.
You don't mean to be patronizing of Patreon.
That's right. No, no, not at all. Are you kidding me? Fermata is creating a new and original content for your supporters on Patreon. What do your supporters get for a subscription?
There's a couple of ways that you can do Patreon. You can do where if you don't release content in a month, you don't patrons don't get charged, you don't get paid. But if you release multiple pieces of content, you can get paid more if patrons opt in. We opted for the other version where patrons pay a minimum of $3 a month, and that's whether we release a piece of content or not. Simply because some of these songs get expensive to create and it takes extra time, and having the pressure of having to release something every month when we're, you know, 14 hours apart and during a pandemic seemed a little much. But we've been doing original songs, little videos. There's currently 4 new songs that are in various stages of recording that'll be released. And then Patreon does something cool where if you join at a higher level, there's merch that is created specifically and only for those patrons. So there's like 3 people at that level, and they're the only people that have the Fermata coffee mug. So, you know, if you're into that sort of stuff where it's very, you know, very what's the word I'm looking for?
Exclusive.
Like exclusive. Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
Yeah, it I have been using Patreon for about 6-7 years, and it's been the greatest consistent stream of revenue for an artist that you can make while not having to play shows, for me at least.
Now, Tillman Benham, I heard your cello costs more than Eli's car. Does your cello have a name? We kind of talked about that. Yeah. But tell us about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Baltimore. Been there vast majority of my life. Did end up going to Ithaca College in upstate New York for music performance. Cello's sort of been the one thing that's just kind of like always made me look forward to the day. After I graduated college, I, you know, kind of realized I don't necessarily want to go the whole orchestra chamber music route. And when I initially met Eli, he was kind of one of the main forces that, you know, gave me the freedom to sort of like explore where I want to take the cello. And as like time went on, we worked on various projects, and eventually this craziness with the pandemic happened, and it was just like, hey, you want to join Fermata? And I was like, yeah, I do. Cello is already in the band. It's just a very, very natural fit. And I love exploring new things to do with the cello.
So basically he was like, you play cello, but do you love Eddie Van Halen?
Yeah.
And bam.
Yeah, I do.
The lead cellist. Well, let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio with Fermata. This next song is called Little One. Tell us about Little One before you play it.
It started off, it was actually going to be for one of my personal Patreons. It was a lullaby for my daughter. And it is still that in a way. So it began as that and kind of morphed into a dual parental song about the different stages of life.
All right, Fermata here on the Devil's Lair. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Drift and drowse out of
Thank you.
Yes. That was an awesome song.
Oh, thank you.
That's Fermata live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. I'm Rocker here with Lisa, Cody, Eli, and Tillman. Tell everybody one more time where we can find Fermata and your music online.
So you can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You can stream us on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, pretty much any digital. And then right now, Ever Colder, our newest album, is available for purchase on Bandcamp.com. And then our new singles, of course, are streaming.
Now, are you going to have some physical copies when you play tomorrow night, September 26th at the Baroque?
We do, and those were printed at Madison's very own Super Duper.
Yes! Oh, I love Super Duper.
I haven't gotten anything printed anywhere else in the last 11 years. So, yeah, Chris is awesome.
Lisa, Cody, Eli, and Tillman, thank you so much for taking the time to play for us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We probably actually have time for a couple more songs, but this one is the title track from your new album, Ever Colder. Winter is coming. I thought you guys were going to play the Game of Thrones there for a minute.
Tillman and I were actually in a fantasy-themed band called Fable Lore, so this would have been right up the alley. Yep. All right, should we do both back-to-back?
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
Bye.
man, that was awesome. That is Fermata here live in the Devil's Lair. Now, you have another song you brought in for us. Was it called Bombardier?
The Balladeer.
Balladeer.
Instead of bombs, it's songs that they drop.
Oh, well, that tells us all about the song before you play it.
All right. Before we play, I just want to say thanks so much for having us on. And I also wanted to say thank you to Matt Mansky, who was the original mandolin, accordion, banjo player in the band. He actually played on a couple of tracks on the album. It was awesome to have him back. And I want to say thanks to Paradigm and, again, Super Duper. It was great to be able to work with both of them again.
That's awesome. And remember, everybody, you can check. Fermata is going to be at the Burr Oak down on Winnebago tomorrow. What time does that show start?
The doors are at 7. Show starts at 8. And opening for us is Matt DeBlas, who's an awesome mandolinist, guitar player, Boron player, and Celtic harpist. So if you want to come and be soothed like no other instrument, come and see. Come tomorrow. Doors at 7. Show at 8.
Sounds fun. All right, let's hear it. The Balladeer by Fermata. This is Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7. Awesome, man. Fermata, live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Man, this has been an awesome show. I'd really like to stop down and see your show tomorrow. Fermata is at the Burr Oak.
Thank you so much again for having us on. It's been great to come out and play.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to play a little bit of brand new Lo Marie till the top of the hour. Then Rob Roberts is in and me, Rocker. I'll be back for Max and Kevy from 10 to midnight.
Hey, this is Lo Marie, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Say the same.